Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we have got a great 3 hours in store for you, so keep it locked right here on the iHeartMedia app, Sirius XM Channel 83, or, of course, Fox Sports Radio, however you may be listening. And there's so much to talk about. Obviously, there's NFL, but there's NBA, and some interesting stories to get to. Let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard?
I am great.
I want you to know it's a rainstorm going on out here in Los Angeles, Chris. Just I saw a guy out here building an ark. I mean, it's coming down in buckets. And I'm going to tell you,
really
though,
expect we're national. Heck, we're international.
Yes.
You really think somebody's going to feel sorry for you because you got a little rain in Southern California?
But here's the bad part, is Chris. Is that I'm wet, but I haven't been outside. So it's just, you know, it's not a good
I don't even know what to make of it. I'm just going to stay away from that, you know. Did that even make the air? I mean, I don't even know if that made the air. But
of course that made the air. I said I was wet. Maybe I have a hole in my roof. What are you thinking about, Chris? My God.
Yeah. I'm thinking you got a hole in your roof. That's what I'm thinking.
All right. Yeah. No, well, great day. Otherwise, as we wind down this year, man, I can't believe New Year's Eve is coming up on Friday. And, you know,
it is incredible.
A lot of stuff happening.
Yep, absolutely. And we're going to get to all of it. We got the Odd Couple crew in full effect. But a lot of people off. DJ Alex Teichert off most of this week. So we got our man, my homeboy, Iowa Sam, on the ones and the twos on this Worship Wednesday. We got Danny G. Not Rob G, but Danny G in studio as the super producer. Now, Rob G's working from home, and he's involved as well. And then, of course, the loquacious Mr. Brian Finley on the update. So, Rob, we got Max Schneidman, Packers beat writer for The Athletic, coming up at the bottom of the hour. And it's great to talk to him today because Aaron Rodgers held court, Rob. Seems like he may be on the verge of the first back-to-back MVP since, what, Peyton Manning? And was it 08 and 09?
Yeah, it's been a long time in the NFL, so that's pretty amazing. And he does look like it, Chris, with the performance he had this past week. Brady didn't do that much, even though they beat the Panthers.
Right.
So it looks pretty much like he's with two games to go.
Yeah, pretty good games.
If he just plays like he normally plays and doesn't have something blow up in
his face. He'll probably win it. Yeah. But he held court, talked about a number of things. His future, will he be with the Packers next year? Will he be elsewhere next year? Or will he even be playing football next year? He didn't rule out retirement. Here's an excerpt.
Yeah, well, thanks for letting me clarify that. I wouldn't rule that out. I think that I'm just enjoying this season for this season. And I think there's playing next year will definitely be in the thought process. One of the things that obviously, and you and I have talked about this over the years, wanting to not be a bum per se on the way out and to still be able to play, I think is important to me. If this year stopped me anything, it's that, I still can play. I still have a love for the game. I'm still super competitive and still enjoy the process of the week. I miss practice, and it's tough to not be out there week after week now. But I still do love competing, and I love being out there. There'll be a lot of things that'll weigh in the off season. Saying that doesn't mean, or any of the comments I've made doesn't mean I'm thinking about elsewhere. I do want to clarify that. The things that I've said about the team this year, about Brian's and I's relationship, has been heartfelt and genuine, and I do appreciate a lot of the things that I've seen from the team that are directly related to conversations we had in the offseason. That was meaningful to me. I've enjoyed being a part of conversations that directly affect my job, which I talked about in the offseason, and Brian's taken a lead in that. And I do appreciate the way our relationship has grown. I have a lot of love for Matt and enjoy playing for him. I love my teammates. The coaching staff has been fantastic, and they make it fun every single day. And the guys, obviously, is what you play for. And having Randall back has made this year exponentially greater for me as far as happiness and going through the weeks and being able to spend time with him and Ida and the kids. And it has been really, really special. So I'm just savoring this year, I think, as much as anything. And I don't want to, it won't be something where I'll drag it out for months and months, have conversations with my loved ones after the season, with Brian and Mark and Russ and coaching staff and then make a decision at some point. I'm not going to hold the team back from anything. And once I commit, and if it's committing, to move forward here, it'll be a quick decision.
All right, Rob, everybody's trying to decipher what he said. To me, it's simple. He's leaning heavily toward coming back to the Packers. And I think, Rob, what will determine it is, like he said, I don't know if it, that was a long clip. I don't know if he said it in that clip, but he said it today, that he's going to sit down with the front office, including Brian Gutekunst, the GM, who he obviously spoke favorably about in that clip, and Matt LaFleur after the season and make a determination. So to me, when he sits down with them, Rob, and I think he's going to want to get clarity, am I your guy going forward or not? Like, are you ready to try to work Jordan Love in or not? If they're all in on, like, look, it's you. However long you want to be our starter, it's you. All right, next 3 years, whatever, it's you. If they're that much in and then they give the money to Devontae Adams, right, his great receiver, if they do those two things, Rob, I think he's going back to Green Bay. And I think the one caveat is this. If they don't win the Super Bowl, okay, does Aaron Rodgers think, what is it? I mean, three straight terrific regular seasons, and we just haven't been able to get it done. And it may just be if they don't get to the Super Bowl, right? If they don't win the NFC, maybe if they win the, get to the Super Bowl and lose, he won't feel this way. But if they don't win the NFC, is there a part of him that's like, it's something here? I don't know, but we just can't get over the hump. And then does he look at Denver? Does he look at Pittsburgh? Does he look at New Orleans? But overall, Rob, what I take from what he said is he pretty much wants to come back and will be back or is leaning heavily toward back returning to the Packers next year.
See, I partially agree with you, but I believe that this was, I'm either playing for the Packers or I'm retiring as a Packer. Like, it's one or the other. When he hangs
so
it up.
So he will retire after this season.
No. But he doesn't have to retire. He can stay. But I don't see him going to another team is what I'm saying.
Okay, but what if the Packers – so then you see him definitely playing for the Packers next year.
Yeah, but I'm saying – but it's not just that. It's that I don't think he's going anywhere. That when this time is done in Green Bay, I don't think he's going anywhere. I really don't. I think he'll retire as a Packer. Whether and I think Colin Cowherd said this, and I think it's smart. He said all they need to do – is just say to him, we're trading Jordan Love and you're going to be here as long as you can play. Obviously, if he wins another one, that'll be aged. How old is he now? 37? Going to be 38, 37?
38, something like that. 37, 30.
He's won two Super Bowl. I mean, two MVPs or possibly 37, 38. We've seen Tom Brady play till 44. He could play at least another 2 years, Chris, right? And play till 40.
Oh, at least.
So you have, at least 2 years, maybe three. Right. You give Davante Adams the contract. And you say, the next 3 years, look at what we've done. We've won 13 or more games every year. We got a team here. We run the ball. We got defensive players. And you're right. And so, some of their best defensive players, Chris, are out and haven't even played.
They should be getting them back.
Right? And they'll be getting them back come playoff time. And Bakhtiari, the lineman, all pro, he's been out all year. You're going to get him back. Like it's built up to just say, you know what? We took Jordan Love. He's not going to get in for 3 years. It doesn't make sense for us to hold on to him if Aaron Rodgers is here. So I'm just saying he sounds like he's happy. You know, like the team is where it is. He's happy with and that Randall Cobb, he brought it up. I was funny. I was looking up Randall Cobb on my phone, just looking at some stuff. That was big when he asked for Randall Cobb and they gave him to him.
You must be the only dude in the country that Googles Randall Cobb.
No, I would just look. I wanted to look at his numbers. I was looking at his numbers.
I'm just messing with you.
No.
Here's what I want to throw at you, though. Because essentially you said what I said. But you threw in that he retires as a Packer.
I don't believe
Jordan Love?
Yeah, but
what if they're like, well, Aaron, look. Like, let's say they don't win the Super Bowl. And they're like, we want you for next year. You know, but, you know, they're not as committed maybe as he wants them to be. Do you see him retiring?
Okay. Yeah. My take is he will not play for any other team. That's my take.
So he could retire after this year?
He could retire after this year. Say they win the Super Bowl and they say, well, moving forward, which would be ridiculous, but they won the Super Bowl and he went out on top. Because I've heard and read stories where his people or people around him say – is very important. Like the whole Green Bay Packers, only being a Packers quarterback is something special to him. And that's really what I got. You know, at the heat of the moment, you remember Kobe Bryant wanted out of L.A. too and made a big stink and went on every radio show in the country and talked down to the organization and how much he wanted out. And he wound up playing all 20 years in L.A. And he never went anywhere. And I think Aaron Rodgers could wind up in the very same situation. He had a one bad offseason where he was unhappy with some stuff. He came back this year. They're playing great. And he has everything he could want.
I just don't see him retiring. And okay. Look, he left it open, so it's certainly possible. You are right, Robin, that he said, look, I want to clarify. I'm not thinking about playing for anybody else. So he did say that.
I believe that, Chris.
It doesn't mean he won't, but it means right now he's not thinking about it. But I think the Packers could push him. Like, if they, for whatever reason, you're right, why in the world would they? But if they, for every reason, don't seem as committed to him as he wants,
But
then I just don't think he'd hang it up. I mean, if he comes off another MVP, he said, I don't want to be a bum. Like, that's why I said he would retire. And he doesn't want to be a bum.
I get that.
He ain't going to be a bum next year.
No.
Right?
I get that. But I really believe that the whole Green Bay that's just me, Chris. I could be totally wrong. And I'm making a point about the Kobe. I think that's a fair comparison. Yeah, you remember that.
But Kobe could have easily been gone. I mean,
no, I know, but I'm
Kobe
just saying he wanted out.
Kobe. Yeah,
he wanted out in the worst way, and it didn't happen. But he wound up staying.
I just don't think it's as big a deal anymore. You only play for one team. It's nice. It's fine. But how many? I mean, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Joe Montana. So
no, I get
many
it.
Greats. Yeah.
Maybe he just doesn't want to be that. He doesn't want to be.
Yeah, but I do think he wants to play there. I'm with you on that. But I think his talk on the retirement, Rob, was more, and he's talked about being in a better mental space, right, over the summer he got himself there. I think part of that is, and you hear a lot of athletes talk about this, is staying in the moment, right? Not getting caught up in the past, not getting caught up in the future, what's going to happen, but staying in the moment. And I think that's the whole, that's why he's like, I'm not even talking about that, the retirement or anything like that. So we'll see, but we're pretty much on the same page. All right, is all this retirement talk just Aaron Rodgers' way of setting the stage for his return to Green Bay next season? Your turn to weigh in with Rob and me, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
All right, it's the Odd Couple on a Worship Wednesday, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And look, y'all, it could happen easily and it could happen to anybody. You have a few drinks. Next thing you know, it's a few drinks too many. Then instead of getting a ride home, you think, I can drive myself. What's the worst that could happen? Get pulled over, lose my license, total my car. No, you could kill somebody. You could kill yourself. So drive sober or get pulled over. It's as simple as that. This is paid for by NHTSA. All right, it's time for Shekel City, which apparently
welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Oh yeah, Shekel City, not yet sponsored by Caesar Sportsbook, but it's on its way. Yes,
you sure it's not called Saved by the Bell?
No, it's not.
That song, don't tell me that theme song is not
a little bit.
Like
it sounds like
bell.
It. It does. Yeah. Yeah. We're Screech when you need him, but I think Screech passed though, didn't he? I think he.
Yeah,
died.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. He did die.
God bless him.
Yes, Mario Lopez. Though I met him at a Dodger game.
Did
in the
you?
AM 570 yeah. suite. He's a big Dodger fan. Him and his wife.
We had him on the show.
We had him on the show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, Chris, last night, so now what I'm doing, and you know this, a lot of times I'll hit two out of three, and I don't get
I don't know that.
No, I do. I hit two out of three.
A lot of times you hit one out of three.
Like last night. But I hit two out of three, and I don't get, you know, the parlay. So now I'm betting the parlay, of course, but I'm also betting what I would call my best bet, the one game. So you know last night I sent you the ticket and showed right. you I did bet – straight up $100 on the Lakers, and they did win and cover the spread, but I did lose the parlay. But tonight, my best bet is going to be the Celtics hosting the Clippers -6, so I'm taking the Celtics -6. Hmm, okay. The parlay, I got Celtics -6, I got the Knicks -8.5 in Detroit, and I got the Pacers -3 at home against the Hornets, okay? Once again... We got Knicks, Celtics, Pacers, and the Celtics are my best bet. If you're looking for a little solo action, think about the Celtics. I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm just telling you who I bet on. There you go.
All right, Rob. LeBron won you some money
last
night.
Yes, he did. Shekels.
Restored a little bit of the reputation of Shekel City, so good for you. But I think, Robin, we know, we talked about it on the show. He jumped center last night.
Yes.
And look, we playing center isn't what it used to be. I mean, LeBron's first shot was a three at center. All right. His next bucket he hit was a jumper. His third bucket he hit was another three. Like, he was handling the ball. He basically did what he usually does. But he played center officially and did, you know, guard some guys down low.
Which was fine, right.
Right. Right.
It wasn't like he reinvented the wheel last night. Let's not get carried away.
Yeah. I think, Rob, though, what the maybe the most important thing he did, and I don't know, I'm not saying he did this on purpose, but I think it could just be an outgrowth of it. He sent a message to Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis, for some reason... When he's 6'11", 6'10", 7 feet, whatever he is, he's in that neighborhood, doesn't want to play center. And I would get it if you had to face David Robinson, Tim Duncan, Shaq, Patrick Ewing.
Right.
Heck, even Alonzo Mourning. But you don't. Even if you got to play Joel Embiid, he's going to take you out for a steady diet of jump shots. You know, I mean, even if you play Nikola Jokic, yeah, he'll post here and there, but he's also on the perimeter. It's different, AD. And if the Lakers need you to play center on a regular basis and start at center, then do it. You just saw a 30, soon to be in a few hours, LeBron's birthday is tomorrow. Happy birthday, LeBron. Tomorrow, LeBron will be 37.
I didn't know he saw our show.
He's an avid listener. Okay, loves me. I don't know about you. Nah.
But look, I bet he loves you.
You just watched a 37-year-old in his 19th year play center. You can't do it? So come on. Rob, I think again. I don't know that LeBron meant to do it. I'm not saying he did. But I think it was a message that AD should take, should learn from it.
But why couldn't LeBron just, all right, if AD has the respect of LeBron, respects LeBron, which obviously he does, why couldn't LeBron go to him and say, AD, I get it. You know, you'd rather not, but we really need you just to play center because this is how we're going to get back to where we were. We're trying to win a championship. The clock is ticking on me. You know, like, this would help us. That conversation should be had without him having to go out there and do that, Chris. And you're not saying that that was the only reason why, right. But I'm just saying that should just be a conversation. What would be the pushback?
I mean, maybe they have.
Who in the league? Who are you afraid of banging with at the center position? There's nobody. Who? Gobert? Yeah. Is that who you're afraid of? Who?
I mean, Rob, you're not going to play much differently.
No.
It's just that the guy you'd be guarding will be a little bit bigger. But he's not going to be a guy that's going to punish you in the post and stay on the post for 40 minutes. So you're right. What is the issue? And the other night, who was it? I was watching. What game was it? It was Giannis. I believe it was Boston-Milwaukee. Jaylen Brown, who's about 6'6", 6'7", he was guarding Giannis. Giannis is a 7-footer, but he's a small forward. So, I mean, I remember seeing Larry Johnson guard Shaq when I covered the Knicks, Rob. And you know LJ was like 6'7".
Right.
Sometimes, come on, do it for the team, AD. I think that'd go a long way in helping the Lakers. All right, we got 2 hours left. You know what to do. Lock it!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their General tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. we host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
All right, it is the iCouple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and we're brought to you by one of our favorite cities, Las Vegas, the greatest arena on earth. Every game, match, race, and competition, folks, it is always on. No one does sports like Vegas, and the excitement is endless. So make sure to plan your trip there today at visitlasvegas.com. We got our friend Eddie House joining us at the bottom of the hour, the NBA champion, three-point shot, sharpshooter, and then shop talk to finish up the hour.
Let me say this, Chris. So I had these grandioso plans. I'm coming to New York in January, and I have an apartment there, and I wanted to get some work done and fix it up or whatever, right?
You rent it out, or you just...
Yeah, it's not rented right now, but normally I rent it. You know what I mean? Like, I've owned it for a long time.
Okay.
And everything was in place. I had the contractor all set up, everything. And guess what email I got today from the tenant association?
Ooh.
All renovations are off because of COVID. So we're not approving any work to be done in the apartment. It's all set up. You know what I mean?
Wow.
I was like, the day that I signed the contract last night with the contractor, I got the email this morning. I was just like, I don't know.
So you still coming to New York?
Yeah, I still think I'm coming. We probably should have dinner at some point.
Yeah, let's try that.
Or lunch, because we have the show at night.
Yeah,
So let's have
lunch
one of those days.
Definitely.
Because I haven't seen you in 2 years.
You staying in Queens? We haven't seen each other in person
in 2 years.
Since March. Probably
almost
March
2 years.
13th.
Right.
And
right.
I know that because I left L.A. on March 14th.
It was before that, because I came back from the cruise.
Week?
Yeah, I
oh,
was
yeah,
on the
you're
cruise.
Right. And
I haven't
you
seen
were
you
upset.
Since I left for that.
You were upset because you had to do the show from your house.
Yes.
After
and
coming off
left.
The Golden Girls cruise. Yeah.
Yes.
So you're right. It's been, it's
almost
been is it 2 years? Almost 2 years.
Wow. I mean, March 5th would be 2 years, which is crazy. But anyway.
That is.
So we'll plan a lunch.
We'll go get some wings.
I'm staying in New York. I'm staying
you're
in New York.
Manhattan?
In Manhattan, the city.
Okay, cool. We can do that. All right, speaking of New York, the Brooklyn Nets, Rob, Kyrie Irving, and let's just do the whole story. Kyrie, LaMarcus Aldridge, and Kevin Durant were all cleared from COVID protocol and are eligible to play tomorrow. Now, Kyrie won't play because it's a home game. They play the 76ers tomorrow, but KD and LaMarcus Aldridge will probably play. But Kyrie, he's going to ramp it up and get himself in basketball shape. But he had his first practice with the Nets, Rob, this season.
Unbelievable. Here we are, almost the start of the new year, right?
It's unbelievable. He talked about it afterwards. Here he is.
You know, coming into the season, I had my thought process on being able to be a full teammate and a full-time teammate and just go out and have fun and provide, a sense of a great brand of basketball out there. But unfortunately, it didn't happen like that. Things happened for a reason, and now we're here. And I'm just grateful for this.
Rob, I thought, and Kyrie said as well, that he understood the franchise's decision to, basically send him away and you can't play in road games. And he respected it. He said he had to look in the – he didn't say look in the mirror, but he said he had to really try to look at it from their perspective.
Right, not his, right.
Right.
They're running an organization and a team, and everything is not going to be for you. Chris, that's just how it is. I mean, and you either have to adapt or do something else,
Right.
It's not your team. It's not your decision. And it's unprecedented to have somebody who's half-stepping, not all the way with the team. You know what I mean? And I get it.
Right. And Rob, I thought he sounded more humble than he has in a long time. Because Kyrie comes off as arrogant. His last Zoom thing when he, did it on his own after he had kind of been, decided he's not getting vaccinated. And, think of some of the press conferences in the past, the recent past.
Right.
Where he said, the media are a bunch of pawns and just so on and so forth. I thought he sounded a bit humbled for him to say, I'm grateful for this opportunity. Like, I, hopefully, I'm not just, you know, projecting onto him, but that he is a bit humble. That he had the game he loves taken away from him. And maybe it'll make him, you know, appreciate it more. And, Rob, not take, you know, a week off here or there, or do some of the zany stuff he's done in the past.
I think he's playing for his, Chris, his basketball career and his basketball legacy. I really do. From the standpoint of, he's on full display now. Like, if you're an owner, as talented as he is, and I think you're right, the humble part comes because everybody thinks, right, like, you're that guy and you matter or whatever, and then you realize that life goes on without you, and the league right. goes on. The league doesn't pause. People stop after a while, Chris. Oh, they don't have Kyrie. And he's looking at the games, and every night the Nets are winning, and it's like, okay, I'm not on the team. Not like right. they went 0-22, and you're like, see, you need right. me. It wasn't like that. They had the best record in the East. So
Steph is doing his thing. Right. And on the rise.
And
you
he
know,
sees
like,
it.
They move
and,
on. Yeah.
And then he's not on the top 75 list. When his contract comes up, can owners look at him honestly and go, can we count on this guy? It's the pandemic this time. Next time he doesn't want to play dribble the balls that are made in China. I don't know what the next thing is. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like
no,
so he
right.
is playing for that. I think your basketball mortality flashes before you and you go, wait a minute. Everybody else is playing, Chris. Nobody else is at home. Nobody. You're the only one at home.
Well, the only pushback I'll give, because I agree with a lot of what you said, but I would tone it down a little just because it didn't push him to get vaccinated.
No, I get that.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
only because the Nets are the ones who gave in to him. The Nets could have played hardball, and he could have missed the entire season. And then I think we would have probably seen a different decision. And they didn't want to burn out Durant. They, you know, they're looking at it. That
you think he might have gotten vaccinated?
I think
that saying?
He would have had to think about it, Chris, as the whole to sit out a whole NBA season. And depending on what the Nets did and how much he was or wasn't missed, and like I said, I know he has one more year left on his contract, but if I'm an owner, I think Kyrie is a wild card and somebody you can't fully trust. And if it's not this, it's taking a mental break. It's doing other right. things, Chris, which is fine. And I applaud him for caring about other people and wanting to take up causes. But there comes a time where you play in your NBA career, you can play ball, retire at 35, Chris, and you got your whole life to dig in and roll your sleeves up and make changes. But you have to be committed to the place that's paying you. You just have to.
No doubt. And Kyrie, and we've talked about this. Look, you can't have a savior complex. All right? You're not going to save the whole world. All right? And if it's like you said, we applaud the fact that you're conscientious.
I love it.
That you want to help people, that you're concerned about issues. But your platform, Kyrie, and the money you make from it can only help your ability to address all those causes.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm a person that cares about a lot of issues. Rob, if I had hundreds of millions of
you
dollars.
You can make things right. You
oh,
can do
my
things.
Gosh. And a platform like Kyrie Irving as a superstar basketball player. I mean, he's got to think about that.
But see,
like,
here's
you cannot understate that.
And you could want to help people, Chris. You do it, you know, with your foundation and the good work that you do with at-risk youth and all kinds of stuff that you guys do. It's the same thing with me. Like,
right.
like with mentoring. You know,
mentoring,
that's a big
yep.
part of me, of what I do. But it doesn't interfere. I can mentor 25 people, but I'm not stopping my work. You know
right.
what I mean? Oh, yeah, hey, Chris, I'm off. You know, so-and-so's in town, a mentee, and I'm going with him. No.
Right, exactly.
I still got to do my job. And then when I have time to do the other stuff, that's fine. But you can't let those things get in the way of what your job is. No matter how good of a cause it is, you have a
right.
job to do that somebody's paying you.
And we've said it. Look, he's got a job where he's going to retire, as you said, at 35, 36, 37 years old, still be a young man.
A lot to
have
do.
Have money where money's no longer concerned for him and his next generation and the generation after that. So you can do whatever you want. You'll have the rest of your life to do that. You won't have the rest of your life to play basketball. And he has to love the game to get to the level he has. I mean, I get it. Everybody that makes the NBA doesn't love it. But Kyrie's not 7 feet tall, right? He's not like jumping out of the gym. Yeah, he's athletic, of course, but he's not like, you know, one of those freaks of nature necessarily. He's skilled. He worked on his ball handling. You know what I'm saying? Like,
remember,
that don't just come. He
Kyrie,
worked on his finishing.
Kyrie did First Take with us, Chris. It was me and Skip that week. And Kyrie was one of the guests, like he was on the set with us. And I remember just looking at him, his size-wise, and you know what I mean, and everything.
Yeah.
And I just said, like, if he was walking down the street, there's no way I think he's an NBA player. Like,
no.
He was in college. I just was like, there's not like he was super built. He just had a regular body. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, some guys look like athletes or whatever. He looked like a regular Joe. And I was like, wow, this guy's going to be the first pick in the draft.
Right.
And he's played 12 games in college.
So ultimately, Rob, here's the deal. Here's the question. And we'll throw it out to listeners in a moment. Do you think that Kyrie's return is going to be a positive or a negative for the Nets?
I think it's going to be a positive because I do believe he understands. You just said it, the way he sounds. He's been humbled somewhat. He's playing for his basketball legacy and career. He's left off the top 75 list. Some people believe he belonged on that list. He's fighting for his basketball.
I just don't know how you put Dame on there and not Kyrie.
And not Kyrie.
Like, how do you choose him over Kyrie?
100%.
But you could argue vice versa, too. But, you know, I don't know.
But some of that is because I think
his
quirkiness. Dwight Howard became goofy, right?
Right,
and
right.
People kind of discounted Dwight. You go look at his first 10 years in the NBA. It's criminal. He's not on the top 75. Criminal.
Right, right. Rob, you know I've said it. I don't think the Nets have looked like they could win it without Kyrie. They got a great record at the number one seed in the East, but they haven't played well against good teams. James Harden, we talked about it yesterday. Is he back? Now, if James Harden, who's had two great games recently, if he's the old James Harden, then I don't know that they need Kyrie. But from what I've seen all year, there, with this James Harden playing below his superstar level, I think they need Kyrie. And as long, Rob, as all the players, or, you know, virtually all the players are on board and they're going to understand, look, when
Kyrie's
there.
They
got to
be on board. Otherwise, he wouldn't be coming.
And Harden and Durant are on board, or they don't do it.
But the other guys
got to understand, look, my minutes are going to be different tonight because Kyrie's here. He's going to get shots. He ain't been with us all week, but he's going to come in and get 16 to 20 shots. All right. And as long as they understand that and can accept that, then I think it'll be a positive, Rob. We've seen playoff series, Rob, where, in fact, against Milwaukee last year, Kyrie played 4 games and Harden played 4 games out of the 7 because they were both injured. But, and they lost, I get it, but I think they were – at least I'd rather have Kyrie for 4 games than none is what I'm saying.
Yeah, it will only bite them if he doesn't play in any of those games and they lose. Then they'll wonder if they did the right thing. But that's another story. All right, 877-99 on Fox.
877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Is Kyrie Irving's return to the Nets going to be good for the team or bad for the team? You're next up on the iCouple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.